You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah. Baby, 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 oh. Fucking! 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 Fucking
hostile! This is the Real Ass Podcast. Here's your host, Luis J. Gomez.
Oh, that's right. We are back with another edition of the Real Ass Podcast. I'm your host, Luis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican rattlesnake, real ass dude, Haberstern of MMA Radio, Joan Jett of Comedy, and a slew of other things. Send in your names. I'm going to pick a new name every month. I will have 12 new monikers by the end of the year, 2016. The year of the Puerto Rican rattlesnake. I'm so happy to be here today with a great full studio. And the first time, might I add, that we are going live. Hello out there in, what is it, fucking?
The internet?
Daily Motion Land. We have people in the chat. I'm very excited about this. People in chat.
We have chat room?
It's insane, dude. It's a whole thing. We're live here at Stand Up New York Labs. Chris Scopo's in the hot seat.
What's up?
We got fucking Robbie the Fire Bernstein back by popular demand.
Robbie the Fire.
Robbie the Fire.
Woo! And he's now on Twitter.
That's right.
And you had a good tweet, Robbie.
Thank you, sir.
You had a good tweet, but we're going to get into that in a minute because I'm very excited about you being on Twitter. I'm teaching you how to be a comedian. Because you're funny, but you don't know how to be a comic.
Yeah, it's going to take you 10 years to get to Lewis's level.
And that's a nightmare, dude. You should probably just kill yourself right now. Yeah. But listen, today's guest, very excited to have this guy here. We haven't had him on the show before. He's a fucking hilarious comic. He's also a brand new father. So I think that's why he chose the song, but we'll get into that in a second. Johnny Moses.
Yes.
Johnny the Ho Moses. We give people nicknames on the show.
Like what's
did you ever have a nickname?
The Milkman.
The Milkman, John Moses. I like that, dude. So why'd you choose this homosexual song?
Because you're right. Because out of desperation, when I was just trying to like rock my daughter to stop crying, this song came on and it seemed to work a little bit. So I've been singing it to her like every day just to keep her.
Can you sing it?
That's gorgeous
for me right now.
Yeah, I mean, that is fun.
Hold on. Is it because you kind of look like the lead singer?
Do I?
Yeah, you do. Look at this fucking guy. Look at this pasty.
That's a tremendous compliment.
Look at this pasty former wigger.
I think you're projecting me onto the lead singer now.
I don't know. Now I'm just kind of seeing you in him.
Yeah.
When I met you, you had a giant afro. You were kind of wiggery.
Is that when we first met?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I got a little wigger in my bones.
Yeah, yeah. You,
But I'm not that old, young. Oh, man,
Mr. Mark on that.
Can you do that part? That was good.
Feel something so wrong.
That's pretty good.
Doing the right thing.
And then your daughter just goes to sleep.
Yeah, the
have you tried to do your jokes for her?
No.
That's how I get myself
to
sleep. I do your act. I play your access set.
Well, then he's going to be a real ass dude.
John Moses, very happy to have you here, dude. How's fatherhood treating you, dude?
It's good, dude.
Let's be honest now. Come on, how's fatherhood?
No, you know, you said you're like, dude, a couple of weeks before my wife gave birth, you were like, dude, none of this is going to matter. You're just going to want to be home, be holding that kid. And it's exactly right. And I just... I'm away for a few hours. I'm like, fuck, I gotta get home.
Man. That's it. You know? You fucking, so you love it, dude. You're not,
because
I watch, I live at the hood, so I watch fucking black and Dominican fathers just fucking walk 30 feet ahead of their babies as they're fucking like, come on.
Right.
And the baby's just fucking, you know, basically getting hit by a bus any minute. They just do not want to be a father at all. But then there's like people like me, which I think most people thought I was gonna be that father. I was gonna be like just a shitty dad who wasn't there, and I'm super engaged. How old is your daughter now?
A month and a half.
That's it, dude. And that's at an age where every 2 weeks there's a new thing.
Yeah. Like right now she's finally seeming to smile and it's not gas related.
Yeah.
She'll look at you a little bit and be like, you're like, this is gas, or is she like, you know.
Well, you first see her and you're like, oh, dude, she loves me, but she's just farting.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's like, she's never happier than when she's in her sleep farting, you know? She's just like,
dude, it's like, here's what it is for the next, the next year and a half. Like, every month or two, there's, like, a new, like, thing. Like, but for the next 3 months, it just sucks because all of them are making sure she's not dead.
Right.
The next, like, after that, it's always like, all right, is he saying, you know, mimicking sounds? Or is he, you know, grasping onto things? Or is he rolling over? Is he doing tummy time? Is he crawling? There's all these things. But for the first 3 months, everything you have to worry about is that baby being dead.
Yeah, yeah. Not, you know, not dying and not crying is like the big.
Yeah.
It's like the mantra. And I dropped my wife off last night because she's like on the verge of a nervous breakdown every day because she's breastfeeding. And that is much more work than I ever thought it was going to entail.
And they get resentful. Has she been resentful towards you?
Oh, fuck. She's like, well, I'm the one up breastfeeding all night. I'm like, pump it into a fucking bottle. I'll feed the kid.
Yeah.
You know? But she's like, no, I'm doing what's best for the kid. So she's trying to win super mom.
Give Johnny a little more volume.
And
the guests can have 5% less than me. My co-hosts, they get 10% less than me. Okay?
And lower chairs.
This is going to be all about fatherhood because I have nothing to
add. No. Well, first of all, Dick Face.
I got two fish. That's all I got right now.
You have a father, okay?
Right.
So you have something to add, Dick Face.
I mean, I have a father. I am not a father.
Yeah, and it's a...
And big difference there.
I dated single moms and took care of their kids. So
see?
I know Robbie's about, the guy walking ahead of the giggle. Come on, kid.
I know about 3 to 7 year olds. I don't you're know the, about the baby
range. You're the guy.
When you get to 3, I'll have advice for you.
You're the guy when I was a kid and my dad died when I was younger. So the guy you were the guy that was dating my mom that would take us to go see Dick Tracy or the little carnival that was in town. You'd bring us to that.
Or take you to the bus because your mom's
asleep. I hated that guy.
Under Gomez's tutelage? Eventually,
what the fuck
your
is
comedy,
tutelage?
Eventually, your comedy will get to the point where you don't have to only fuck women with kids.
Yeah. I can see it already, John.
So, look, dude, super pumped to have you here. Are you dying or you're getting sleep because your chick's breastfeeding, right? You don't even got to worry about
it. Yeah,
I'm
probably getting like 6 hour clips from like 4 to 10, which is great. She's going to go back to work, and then I don't know what the fuck happens.
It's over, dude. Yeah. It's about to be over, dude. Look, I'll tell you, the one piece of advice that I'll give you, and we're not going to make this a parenting show, but I'm sure we'll talk about it a lot more on the show, but just sleep train early, dude. Right. At that 6-month mark or the 7-month mark or whatever it is that they suggest that you can start sleep training the baby, if the baby's not sleeping through the night at that point, fucking sleep
fucking
train.
Put it to sleep.
What do you mean sleep train?
Ignore.
Put it to sleep, a baby sleeper.
Choke
just
a hole right
shake
there.
It a lot. Just shake
fucking
it. Sleep, you little motherfucker.
Dude, give him the Stone Cold Stunner and just fucking slam down on him.
How do you think James got so cute? He shook him into
it. Yeah, dude. Have you ever RKO'd a baby?
This fucker called me the other day. Him and James doing the ABCs or something like that.
Yeah.
No, and Tim, I was like watching them. The kid is fucking cute.
Dude,
he is so cute.
Well, here's what I do now because, you know, Beatrice, she leaves for work usually around like 3 or 4, and she hates me. My ex-girlfriend Beatrice, she'll leave for work at like 3 or 4 in the afternoon, and I'll just be hanging out with the baby, and he's so much more needy with me than he is with her. Like, I didn't have a family. Like, this is the only thing in the world that I've ever, like, had, like, a real, like, connection with, like, any sort of real fucking love, this little fucking man right here.
Beatrice, not so much, right?
I'm talking about Robbie Bernstein. He's so cute, Robbie. I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you before the day's over.
Look at his baby hair. Oh, so,
don't take his hat off. His fucking hairline is awful.
We're going to lose everyone.
He does have the hair of a newborn baby, though.
Robbie Bernstein looks... Robbie, can you show your hair to the camera for a second?
I feel like we're going to lose the couple people listening.
It's okay, guys. Go look up Robbie the Fire Bernstein.
Especially from the
back. Looks like he was in a fire when he was 3.
Yeah.
And he's now 90% recovered.
Yeah.
Like, you could barely tell that his head was complete. Like, his body was covered in burns when he was a baby, but he looks fucking normal now, dude.
The miracle
of medical.
I got
the real after picture of the hair club for men.
Yes.
You know, like, you're gonna have a thick, luscious head of hair. It's like, no.
It was just this.
I got
fucking shitty hair.
I have the face of a 12-year-old and the scalp of a cancer patient. That's what it is.
So this kid, when I'm at home with him all day, he's just up my ass like all day. So I'm trying to like entertain myself and him. So I'm losing my mind. So I start to FaceTime my friends.
Oh, that's funny.
So I'm just like randomly like just fucking FaceTiming like everybody, dude. I've been FaceTiming everybody I know. Like Beatrice, she got mad at me the other day because I FaceTimed my ex-girlfriend. But it wasn't even a real ex-girlfriend. It was my ex-girlfriend from high school with my baby on my lap. And I'm just being like, hey, what's going on? It was 40 people in my
home. You're running out of friends that are not famous and can't take your calls.
Yeah.
Me. Me left. Soda's get done. Joe's done.
Bobby's done.
Bobby's done.
Yep.
You want to take care of my baby? Get back together.
My ex-girlfriend from high school isn't taking calls, Facebook messages from me, fucking nothing, let alone a picture with my child. That's insane.
No, it wasn't. Look, dude, she knows, she's just being fucking crazy. Dude, here's the thing, dude. She got mad at me. She went into my Facebook, okay, and she got mad at me over some shit that wasn't even a real thing, okay? Look, she didn't go into my Facebook. I left it open, okay? Because who gives a fuck? I always leave my Facebook open. So this,
you got nothing to hide.
I have nothing to hide. So this chick, actually, Scopo, you know. I won't say her name. Mm-hmm. But
I think I know who it is already.
Hold on.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So she messages me and she's like, oh, I'm coming to the city. I want to hang out. Let me come to your show.
I heard you lost 100 pounds.
And she sent me a few other messages. She sent me, she was like, oh, you look really good. Like, you've lost all this weight, blah, blah, blah. So she's been flirty with me in the past. Mm-hmm. And look, dude, I want to fucking feel good. I want to be a pretty little girl every once in a while. Yeah. Why is it that only women get to have chicks compliment them and get to feel good?
And if you say anything like thank you, you wrote something like, oh, yeah, I'll give you comp tickets. Like, nothing bad.
Dude, there's nothing bad. Even slightly bad. Nothing that can be slightly misconstrued as bad. But she got mad at this. So we went through a whole thing, and then I changed my passwords and everything. Mm-hmm. But I only did it to kind of fuck with her.
But then she's like, why you change your passwords?
Right. And she's like, what are you hiding?
Dude, I'm going through the same thing right now.
That's psychotic, dude. But you don't even have a girlfriend.
No, but the girl I'm dating.
Going through it with his roommate.
Do you deal with that shit? You're married now, dude. You got a kid. Are you dealing with it? Do you, or is that just gone? All that jealousy bullshit is just gone.
No, I mean, first of all, I'm never leaving my fucking Facebook open ever. Just because I just don't even want that. I don't even want like some innocent shit where she's and then she's like, oh, who's this slut face?
Does she have your password?
No.
Smart.
Yeah, phone's locked. Come on, let's.
But you know why? Because day one, it was probably that was the way it was.
Yeah,
and it never changed.
No, it never changed. Yeah,
that's the way you got to do it. If real ass fans out there, if you're listening, if you're getting into a relationship right now, I don't give a shit if this is the woman of your dreams. If this is the person that you want to be with the rest of your life, you say, dude, I know it. I don't give a fuck. She can trust me wholeheartedly because I've done that. This was that chick. Fucking don't. Just say, hey, we need to keep certain things private. Draw that line.
Oh, yeah.
This is my private shit. These are messages. I'm not going to explain a conversation or a girl complimenting me. You know, it's such a smarter way to do it instead of having to then go back and now having to change all my passwords. And by the way, I don't actually care. I only did it to fucking prove a point.
Right.
I only did it because I wanted to be a cunt too. Because, you know, like, why is it that we just kind of have to fucking take it? And then, literally, like, I'm an asshole whether it's open and I'm saying nothing to a chick, or I'm an asshole if I lock it and fucking close it and say, don't go in there and don't read it. Am I ever not an asshole?
No, you're always an asshole.
Well,
thanks, Scopes.
That's a poll question.
Poll the real ass fans and see
who. You know what? If I could do it over again, a friend of mine said, if I could do it over again with her, I wouldn't even be fucking Facebook friends with her.
Yeah.
And that way, I don't have to explain some chick liking something or me liking a photo, you know, because there gets a lot of that. And there is some of that. Like, I can't be liking some photo with some chick's tits out. I just have to keep that like to myself.
Is she jealous? Is she a jealous chick?
Yeah, I mean, she's a little bit jealous. If she really wanted to go into my, like, phone, she's got my phone password. She can go into my Facebook through there, you know, if she really wanted to. I mean, there's only, like, fat chicks.
Listen, you got a kid with her. She doesn't give a fuck about you right now.
I think that happens too. I'm sure there's been moments over the last 2 weeks where she's looked at me and be like, I don't give a fuck if you leave. You know?
I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but it looks like we're offline. Our live stream. That's what I'm showing on my. I'm at the website. Dude, get Fatigate. I'm fucking offline. Anyway,
get the doctor.
Get the doctor. I need a doctor. Great song. Anyway, all right. So Robbie Bernstein, I'm teaching Robbie how to be a comic today. I have to do today's episode.
I'm really glad I'm here. Then,
yeah, no, because you have to help. Yeah. Okay, a couple things have to be accomplished today. Okay, number one, we have to teach Robbie Bernstein how to use social media because he's a fucking nightmare when it comes to this stuff. Okay, because Robbie Bernstein, very funny, probably the one guy that everybody in the comedy scene that I know is rooting for. Everybody wants Robbie Bernstein to win the race.
He's
okay,
a nice guy too.
Well, he's also a loser. So when you
people love underdogs.
It's an underdog type story. Like he has that thing. He's a lovable loser. One thing. Good.
I think a little bit self-serving because they're like, fuck, if this guy can do it.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
But that's
not that. He works hard, dude. He comes in from fucking Connecticut every night and stays until fucking, you know.
Yes, but it's also because he's a loser.
Yeah, it's every fat chick is gone.
Yeah, like no, look. Here's the thing, dude. It's gotta. You want to get in the corner of that guy. I'm not the guy you're getting in the corner of. You're not the guy you're getting in the corner of. You're not the guy you're getting in the corner of. You're a fucking frat guy, dickhead. Nobody wants you to win the race. You've won the race too many times.
I never fucking won.
You're just,
I'm a bully.
You're almost like in the same category as me. You're just fucking like you're just a fucking dick. Like you're the guy that's at the lunch. You cut class all the time.
Yeah.
You're fucking. You're in the coleslaw eating competition in the middle of lunchroom getting attention.
Yeah.
You know, we're those types of guys. However, Robbie Bernstein, you could have a whole fucking TV show based around your weird. I see him as a character. He could be the kid who's in college who actually dropped out of college 3 years ago. No, this is the TV show.
Well,
no,
that should be that's what too really close done. To life. You know, come on.
The TV show for Robbie Bernstein is he's a kid who dropped out of college 2 years ago. He still lives on campus, but he's a fucking like master manipulator. Mm-hmm. Like he sells like Adderall and drugs and like, but he's that dude on campus, and he actually manipulates his parents into giving him like $20,000 a year for like tuition that he just filters into his like. But that's
the drug game.
I could see that being the Robbie Bernstein TV show. He's just like a hustler that's unassuming.
A real scumbag.
But like you're the type of guy who you would literally walk into a drug den with a bunch of like thugs and just walk out with two bags of money without just saying anything. You would just do it. You have that type of weird thing about you. That's what I see. So there's something there.
Right.
You actually have more of a chance of being successful than anybody else at this table. I really do believe that.
Not much of a chance.
No, you're not kidding. You're not cool or funny.
Right.
And that, my friends,
internet,
is what they're looking for.
Internet is down. That's why. How is if the internet is down, how is it making so many noises on my computer? That's what I want to know. All right, they're trying to fix the live stream. First live stream, guys, we fucked up. But you know what? Thanks for tuning in. We really do appreciate it.
No, but the live stream's still going. It's just you're not getting it, right?
Wait, can we actually like look straight at him?
Wait.
Like that's the...
Recording it.
But it's not a live. It's not live. No, it's not live. Because the internet went out.
Dead.
Yeah, it's all right. It doesn't matter. That was something that I found out 15 minutes before we got here. But Robbie Bernstein, all right, dude, you're on fucking Twitter now. Robbie the Fire. Okay, how many times have you tweeted so far?
I think I did 4 tweets, and then I had a little conversation with that one guy.
Okay. All right. I thought Robbie actually had a good tweet. Let me see.
I'm going to go to his Twitter right now and see.
It was a decent tweet, dude. He put together a profile picture that was cool. I mean, you really went above and beyond with setting everything up.
Once I was embracing the name. Robbie, it's a picture of me spitting fire out of my mouth. Well, not quite.
That's funny.
Pretty good, right?
It's a great photo of you with hair.
That's true. Well, you should have seen the filter work I had to do on that.
So what the fuck is this?
Bro.
All right, let's see. This is what's going on. All right, so this is a good tweet. He goes, what's more inappropriate, making out in public or staring at the people doing it? It's a pretty solid tweet. But then he wrote afterwards, he wrote, happy Valentine's Day from the staff at Robbie the Fire. Like in that tweet, which was just weird.
I thought that
the only way
the
that works is if you meant the staff, meaning his dick. Like if he was referring to his dick as its own entity.
Right.
It was okay, Robbie. It was okay. But you have to be a little bit more engaged on here. You have 23 followers now. We have to get Robbie more Twitter followers.
I'll follow him right now.
Will you follow him right now?
Thank you, John.
Look, by the way, by the end of
today,
March, you will have more Twitter followers than Chris Scopo.
All right.
Guaranteed.
How many Scopo got right now?
It's a nightmare. It's a fucking nightmare.
964. Matter right here.
964. Yeah, that's a lot. You almost got me.
Oof. God is damn that... it. I am sitting at a table with a bunch of underachievers.
Well, listen, it took you 10 and a half years to get 3,000 followers. Relax.
So listen. First of all, the other thing I wanted to point out is the three of you have the exact same fucking face. What? Like, you really do. You all have very similar features.
And so do you.
No, I don't.
No. Yes, you do.
No, he doesn't look like us.
You look more like Gomez. We both got the Gargamel, like that chin that. The
well, look, no. I'm not saying like if all three of you guys were brothers, that would make sense. It wouldn't
be
that
crazy.
Dude, we
look nothing alike.
Dude, if this was my family, I would have gotten like the shit kicked out of me for the last 10 years. That would be the relationship.
Robbie. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it would just be.
I got a brother like you. His name is Goose.
Goose?
Yeah.
Just a fucking little weird gay kid.
Yeah, he's like a computer guy. You know, me and my other brother were like out smacking people around, and like Goose was just, you know, inside street fighting, you know?
All right, good. So look, we're going to help Robbie with his career. We're doing that today. And then also on today's show, here's the thing. Tomorrow I'm taping a test show for the Larry Wilmore show, the nightly show. And I don't know anything about politics.
Test show? Why are
you
doing test shows?
Why the fuck
are
you asking us? You got your homeboy, man. He's the guy.
Dave.
Well, no.
Yeah, why are you asking?
Can I tell you why? Sure. Because when you do this show, I have to sit on a panel, and the idea is that I have to speak about politics or whatever the topic's going to be. Mm-hmm. Dave Smith does not let other people speak. So I can say, hey, Dave, let's talk about this thing. And then he's just going to fucking yap in my ear. So, and then I'm going to, within 15 minutes of conversation, it starts to just become like a numbing in the background, and I'm just thinking about some other shit. I need to have a conversation about some of these issues because they didn't give me any topics. I thought they were going to give me topics the day before, and I'd be able to go in there and be like, oh yeah, I read about a bunch of this shit.
Just
but now
tag everything up, bro. Don't even try.
Well, what do you mean? What if they start talking about fucking things
that
I don't know about?
That's crazy. They didn't tell you.
There's a very good chance that that's going to happen.
It's a test show, though, so they might just want to see how
good he is.
And here's
the problem, dude. I get all of my Facebook, or I get all of my news from Facebook and Twitter, and I just realized because of the way the algorithm with Facebook works, I'm a retard. So the only thing that's showing up in my feed is like stuff that's comedy and workout related. So it's like there's no like world news show up in my feed. I think ISIS beheaded some people in Egypt or something.
I think so, too. I saw something like that, but I didn't click on it.
Yeah,
there's nothing funny about that.
No.
There it is. All right, let me see. Here, give me. Newspaper, perfect.
Dude, this is a real ass podcast. You're talking politics.
This is what I need. I need one of these things.
Hold on. Do me a favor. Turn that page over.
What?
Turn it over. Did you see a hockey game last night?
Did
you see a fucking game last night?
I listened to a little on the radio when I was driving.
We're not
dope.
Talking hockey.
Yeah, he's a fucking Canadian. We got to talk hockey for a second. He's a Canadian dude.
No, he's not. John Moses
sucks.
John Milkman Moses is originally from fucking Bedford Stuyvesant. He grew up in the hood. He aspired to be a young rapper.
I had purple corduroys at 13. Yeah. That's a true fact.
Wait, you had a rapping attempt?
No.
Oh, I believe
that. Drunk at parties, that's it.
So yeah, dude. So look, this is news. ISIS, they fucking apparently they beheaded a bunch of guys in orange jumpsuits.
Yeah, I don't think they started with the jumpsuits.
Yeah?
Like, I don't think they rounded them up and they're all wearing the jumpsuits.
It wasn't specifically a fight on jumpsuits.
It was like they went to an Orange is the New Black costume party.
Yeah, you know, these ISIS guys are really stepping up their video game, you know, or their video, video game, not video games.
Well,
you know,
watch another video today on Facebook where this fucking chick, I guess she was wearing a red vest in public. I don't know, dude. And they just grabbed her in the street. And they put her on her knees and they fucking said a prayer and they fucking put a bullet in her head.
ISIS did that?
I don't know. I guess they were members of ISIS in this town. It's pretty fucking crazy. We're back on. All right, we are back on the live stream. Oh. Bitches, we're back on the live stream.
We're back.
We taught Robbie
talking
Burns.
About ISIS right here, guys.
We're talking about the news.
ISIS.
Hold on. This is like, it suddenly became a New York One show. It was like, and today in the newspapers.
Oh, well, look, I have to figure out how to talk about the news, dude, in a funny way. So what's funny about this? Help me out
with this,
guys. Come on.
I mean, they're very color coordinated. Everyone's in black or orange.
You're going to be on Larry Wilmore. All you got to do is watch Jon Stewart episodes from 2 months ago. Pluck those topics. I was watching a Wilmore episode the other night, and I was like, fuck, Jon Stewart was talking about this 2 months ago. Just watch some Jon Stewart shit.
Well, I watched his show a few times now at this point, and it seems like a fun enough show. Yeah. Here's the thing. I do enough podcasts. My whole, every week, like 5-6 times a week, I sit around a table with 3 or 4 people, and we talk shit.
Dude, that's all you're going to do.
So I'm literally, at this point, an expert at doing that.
That's all you got to do.
So, and then you also watch it, because I'm literally like watching them. You basically get 2 or 3 talking points during that segment, during the panel segment.
Right.
So you're really only getting like maybe a minute or two of talking time the entire time. So it's more about making that count.
But you can tag those. But I saw Mike Yard on the panel, and he was with a couple of guys who like really knew their shit. And Mike is a comic.
It was just funny. I saw that
He's a funny dude. And for the first couple minutes, you were like, okay. You know, he was trying to talk to him. And then he just got comfortable and started tagging on other people's stuff and jumping on him.
All right, fine. Let me practice that. Okay, you guys have a conversation about ISIS. Go ahead.
I don't know shit about ISIS.
Just fucking do it so I can tag it, dickhead. Just pretend you do.
ISIS, huh?
Let me read the paper.
No, I like that. There we go.
This is kind of interesting.
How about Moses be Larry Wilmore?
No, hold on. Let him, let Robbie say what he was going to say that was interesting. Yeah. What is it, Robbie?
This is kind of interesting about ISIS is that all the other countries are starting to get involved and actually fight ISIS, which is something the U.S. was trying to do. Every other time we went to war, we were trying to get other countries involved so that we didn't have to be the one people kind of out there fighting terrorism. Today, Egypt, they just started kind of...
Walk like an Egyptian.
There you go.
You fucking do that on Larry Wilmore, bro?
Walk like an Egyptian.
I pray to God you do that.
Perfect joke. Boom.
You're one for one.
Can you write my walk like an Egyptian joke then? If they mention Egypt, go into my dance. Go.
Here, I'll give you a good lead-in like Larry Wilmore. Pope Francis on Monday condemned the Islamic State barbarians who beheaded 21 Coptic Christians, clearly for their religious beliefs. I mean, Coptic Christians, aren't they kind of like the low man on the Christian totem pole?
Oh, fuck, Larry. You are one funny N-word. Woo!
There you go.
Yeah.
You got it. Plus, you're Puerto Rican, so you can say the whole thing.
Damn it. I'm fucking going to kill on the show, dude.
Why do they have to wear all black? Don't people like black people enough already?
Get him, out, get him out of here.
Yeah, when did you train that again, bro?
His
fire. Go over there and wax the fucking
dude,
car.
Dude, your fire just got extinguished. Oh, that was terrible.
Call you Robbie the fucking.
Tweet that. That's another tweet.
I was really hoping to get that out with a straight face.
No, it's even worse, though. He laughed at his own joke.
No, I knew terrible. How bad that's, it was.
That was terrible. Look, hold on. We got to come back to Robbie in a second because I want to try something. Try another news. Maybe not ISIS. That's a little bit too dark.
Yeah. Let's do something. Let's do the SNL thing.
Yeah, SNL 40. Perfect. All right, gotta go. Talk about it.
How do you feel that Pete Davidson's so famous?
It's not going to be on the fucking Larry
that
Wilmore
won't be on.
Show,
see,
bro.
You don't, dude. We're trying to
Eddie,
do a
thing. All right. How about the
Eddie Murphy thing?
Yeah,
SNL.
Eddie Murphy was on there for at least 35 seconds. How do you feel that Eddie didn't come out and do jokes or anything? He just came out and said, "Hey, I'm Eddie Murphy," and then peace.
I mean, just in reality, I haven't actually watched the SNL 40 thing yet, but. That is kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy that he didn't do jokes. It's kind of crazy they didn't
do
anything.
Did you watch when they did the tribute to him on
Spike TV?
Spike?
Awful. It was like a neutered roast.
It was like a neutered roast, but he kind of seems to have lost his live confidence that he doesn't. He feels like he can't top his stand up. So
I don't
he doesn't
know if
do
it's
anything.
Losing his live confidence. I don't know. I think he doesn't want to do it as much as other people want him to do it.
He didn't want to be out there.
Like,
I think he's hiding behind ego. I think he probably is a little afraid. And he gets to hide behind this fucking veneer and be like, well, I'm Eddie Murphy and I did all this shit, so too fucking bad, you know?
That's pretty good, Murphy.
I'm an impressionist.
Yeah, Shrek, I'm Donkey.
I do a hell of a charm.
By the way, dude, that's such like a bad impression. Bad impressionists always say the name of the
Yeah.
The guy they're doing. It's fucking... I'm Jack Nicholson.
Okay.
Yeah, dude, look, I didn't actually get to watch the SNL 40 thing. People fucking love this thing, right?
It was good.
Did you? What was your favorite part?
The Celebrity Jeopardy.
I heard that was
what, funny. Did they do brand new sketches?
Yeah. Did
they mix in old sketches?
They would mix in old sketches.
But they edited
new sketches.
The old sketches really tight. So like almost like the laugh lines from the old sketches. From what I did see, it was funny. It was
a three-hour thing? I got to watch this. It was actually probably pretty entertaining.
It was, man. And they still managed to squeeze in some shit. Like the Wayne's World thing was terrible.
That wasn't good.
You know, whereas SNL is probably usually like 30% meat, 70% fat, this is probably like a 94% meat.
Okay.
You know?
What was the thing that stood out to you the most? What would you say?
I didn't really watch a lot. The thing that made me laugh the hardest, which was so stupid, was when Bill Murray went out there and did like the In Memorandum.
So Bill Murray was there live.
Star Wars. He did
everybody
right?
was there live.
Yeah, a lot of
okay,
people.
Okay.
And he went out there and did the In Memorandum, and then so they're going through like the camera guy that died, and they go In Memory of John Lovitz, and then people start laughing, and then it cuts away, and John Lovitz is like, "What?
That's hilarious."
It was hilarious.
That's really
it was a
funny.
Good joke. And it was at the end of like a long 2.5 minutes where you're like, "Oh, for fuck's sakes," you know?
Yeah, dude, that's cool, man. I loved SNL growing up. Like back in the day when I was in like middle school and like elementary school, like fifth, sixth grade, that time for SNL was great.
Yeah, early 90s Adam Sandler, Opperman.
And it seems like now it's in a very good time. It seems like a lot of people are really into it. And I think it's great that they're using stand-ups. I mean, you know, with Che and Pete Davidson. I mean, that's fucking amazing. It's actually great for us.
Right.
You know, like obviously, you know, if you're friends with these guys, it's great, you know.
It's greater.
But it just as a stand-up in general, the fact that they're taking somebody like Pete and they're putting him on camera on primetime television, Saturday Night Live, and having him tell jokes... and exposing real stand-up to the masses that way, I think it's great, you know? And the truth of the matter is, fuck it, people get so jealous of people's success at this point. I have no time for any of that. You know, I think there's a little bit...
I got a baby, man.
Yeah, I mean, really, dude. Like, if I'm worrying about what other people are doing, I'm fucking up, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you get a little bit of that where you have, like... A few years ago, like if one of my friends got something, like when Dave Smith got Montreal and I didn't, right? It fucking really burned inside. It was like, fuck, dude, you know? But that feeling within a
but
couple
then,
of days.
Nothing came out of Montreal for Dave Smith.
Yeah.
So Lewis was like, yes.
So I win. So you really look back, what does Montreal mean? Not that much. Dave's going to kill himself. I won't even talk to him about politics. That's how much he doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's his thing.
That's his fucking thing. No, but like
it
burns.
I think it does illuminate some. It illuminates stand up. Like when you get a couple of guys who are stand ups on SNL, then it's like, oh, where were those guys from? Oh, those guys are at that club tonight. I'm going to go check them out.
Yeah.
you know, you get caught up in the fucking searchlight. You
but
know?
It's also it also starts to be a thing as we become more successful in our careers. That feeling of like, oh, well, fuck, dude, this guy got that thing and that guy got that thing. It just starts to really not matter as much. It starts to be stuff in the background. And you start to just go like, as you start getting your own shit, you start to be happy for those guys. You know, like, I'm fucking happy for Pete. You know, you ask me, it's like, what do you feel about this? I'm genuinely happy for Pete Davidson's success. I'm a friend of his. If he goes and becomes a fucking multimillionaire and gets movies, I'm going to go, hey, Pete, put me in your fucking movie, dude. Right. I'd love a, you know what I'm saying? Like, what part of me... I don't understand the guys that fucking sit there and they go like, ah, oh, what the fuck? These guys are all getting shit and I'm not. It doesn't, we all have our own paths. And by the way, there's a million fucking dudes. There's a million places for dudes. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? There's a million different things for everybody to do. You know?
I mean, I think I agree with what you're saying. And I think that if Robbie Bernstein can do stand-up comedy, then anybody can really...
They can achieve their goals in life.
Anybody can do it, man.
You have a dream. Robbie Bernstein's proven right here. Dreams do come true. He's on the Real Ass Podcast right
now.
That's
right.
Yeah, man. I
always root for these people because the better they do, the more people are going to look to stand-ups for, you know, for work on television. So I think it's a plus for us. The better Pete does, the more stand-ups you'll see going to SNL.
Are you living in the city yet, Robbie?
No, but I will be.
You got to fix everything in your career, dude.
Dude, first of all,
Robbie, you know what? Why don't we look?
Lose the fucking hat.
No, he's got to keep the hat, dude. His hair sucks.
No.
Dude, he's 20. He's like 22. He's losing his hair already.
You start embracing rapist number two on Law and Order.
You know? No, that's the direction I should be going in.
Dude, embrace it.
Here's the thing, right, Robbie, off the creep ledge.
Shave your fucking head.
Robbie looks like a college kid, so no, he needs to use that. But he needs you know, don't shave. Don't take that hat off. You need to fucking get that hat surgically implanted onto your head. so nobody can take it away from you.
Yeah.
Remember tearaway pants? He needs to keep the rim on, and then there's like different top hats. Different tops on every day.
Fucking shit, Robbie Bernstein.
Just super.
And if once in a while you want to go golf visor, it's there.
Right.
So you're moving to the city this month?
March.
March 1st. Robbie Bernstein.
You got that place in Brooklyn?
No.
Where is it? Where are you going?
I don't know.
Robbie,
March 1st.
I'm gonna sleep on that couch right there. This is my new home.
If you guys look, if you're out there, Robbie Bernstein needs an apartment in New York City.
And a job.
Robbie, keep it sexy.
And a girlfriend. I just need a whole life. If you can help me out there.
The good thing is you will never be woken up by Robbie having sex loudly in the next room. You'll never hear a headboard going.
That's not true, though. Robbie fucking gets laid, dude.
He hugs bod bitches.
Robbie has learned the game of numbers.
Oh.
He understands that the no's are all a part of the process. They're all part of the... In order to get a yes, you have to get through at least five or six no's.
More like 20.
Well, you embrace those no's. If they're a part of it, it's sales, dude. Sales 101. You embrace the no's because it's a part of that ratio.
Every no gets closer to the yes.
But that's really the truth. Every no gets you closer to a yes. That's a simple sales concept. So if you want to get laid, let's say you wanted to be a creep, right? And you wanted to go to a bar and ask girls to give you a blowjob in the bathroom, which I've done before, right? Let's say one out of 50 girls will say yes to that. You just get fucking some drunk slut, right? In reality, you just gotta fucking, if you understand that and you understand that the ratio is predetermined and it's just there in the world, then every time a girl says no, it's just like, ah, fuck, dude, my dick's getting a little bit harder. I know she's coming. It's gonna happen. And that's simple sales concepts. When you're making phone calls, you pick up the phone, you figure out what your ratio is, you close one out of 15 calls. That's what motivates you to get through those 14 calls because you know you're just waiting on that 15th call. So that's what Robbie Bernstein is learning. That's
right.
Why Robbie gets laid now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you're just out on the streets.
When's the last time
you
got laid, Robbie?
So what are your numbers? What's the like one in every 20 says yes?
I don't know.
Let me ask you another question. After the first couple of no's,
mm-hmm.
does that affect who you approach?
No,
like, oh, bro. No, these no's are
no,
no.
You know what I found oddly? I'll get yeses from super hot chicks and no's from really ugly chicks. So I don't know. It's like it's completely random who digs you.
Robbie, when's the last time you got laid?
A couple weeks ago with that old lady.
When you say old lady,
said hot chicks, he meant hot a long time ago.
How old is an old lady?
No, she was like mid-40s.
Okay,
mid-40s ain't old, motherfucker!
Yeah, it was old to me.
That's my wife!
And she wasn't a put-together old 40.
No, she was road hard.
She was like a 40 going on 60.
She was not good.
You saw her?
Yeah.
She had a cigarette voice like this?
No, but she was horrible.
Oh, Bernstein!
Listen, yeah. she came down.
Great?
She came down just for Robbie, so she showed him a good night.
Oh, not even, but no. You know what's great? I met two chicks at LOL,
Robbie, you could just say you met two chicks at a show. We all know it's LOL.
All right, I don't need to qualify it. Fair enough.
We all know. We get it, dude.
Anyways,
I did a show, right?
Anyways,
New York
started.
City?
I start getting. I was like, "Yeah, come through this weekend." And it was in my head. It was the wrong one. I thought it was like this young Iranian chick from Boston, and then it turned out to be the old lady, which I figured out before she came through. But
hey, bro,
yeah. But you fucked her. And that's all that matters. Yeah. Where'd you fuck her?
In her hotel.
Yes. That's it, dude. I wish I was single right now. I mean, I am, but I'm not. I'm not single like in the sense that I could fuck other chicks. I'm single in the sense that my girlfriend won't touch me, and yeah. I'm in a life of misery, and I can't actually have sex with anybody else.
Bro, I'm just waiting on the day till my daughter's old enough to go to school.
Is how important is it for you to stay in your daughter's life? Because me, I'm sorry, I'm really trying to. I'm trying to weigh out these options now because I'm thinking I don't really have to be around that much.
I don't believe that.
No, I'm kidding, obviously. But yeah. She fucking, my chick hates me right now.
She does?
Oh, my God, dude.
Are you thinking about getting your own place?
There's been like 3 solid days I've thought about divorce just in the last 5 weeks where I've just been like, how the fuck am I going to do this forever?
It's insane. I mean, once that baby fucking came out of her, it just like...
It's funny because I love the baby and I love the way my wife, like when my wife's interacting with the baby, I'm like, man, she's a really good mother. And then like she'll like start nagging me about something and I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
But it's like, but I still love her for like the love she's showing to the child. But it's just this part where I'm just like, oh, for fuck's sakes.
Yeah, dude, it adds a whole other level of frustration. And I think if you're not fucking rich and you're living in a city like New York, it makes it really, really hard. And I, like I said, I really hate to say that, but I think if I was just rich, I think that would alleviate a lot of our bullshit and a lot of our problems.
Oh, definitely.
It would just, it's not even buying happiness. It's just like, on top of all the bullshit, on top of being tired all the time, on top of, you know, having to deal with raising a child who's going through the toughest, the twos are, dude, this time, it's so hard. He's so needy, so whiny, so like up our ass all the time. And then on top of that, having financial stress and having to, you know, we're both kind of like in the beginning of our careers, our respective careers, it makes it that much more harder, dude. It really just feels like you're fucking drowning. And the only thing you could do is look over and just punch that bitch in her fucking face. But you can't. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to. But that's really all you can do. The guys really want to fucking
hit her. That's one of the negatives of living in America.
Yeah, dude. God, it's fucking tough, dude.
What, that you can't hit a woman?
Yes.
Can you do that in Canada?
No, man, Canada's a fucking...
No, it's America Junior.
Yeah, Canada is Maine, extended.
Right.
You can't hit a woman.
Yeah, Scobo, you're back with your girlfriend now, dude?
I don't know, dude. I don't know what's going on. Some shit went down this past couple days, and it's really happened? Bad.
She slept with people?
No, she like went into my phone and took shit out of my phone.
What do you mean?
Credit card numbers.
Well, first she lied to me and said her friend pictures hacked into my phone.
Pictures of your
could do that.
Beautiful ass.
And then she called me today and said, I don't know if I believe her, honestly.
Hold on, tell me what happened. I want to know what happened. Can we talk about this? Is she going to get mad? Well, she's at fault, right?
We got into a huge fight, and I may have messaged a girl through social media, say, let's get a drink. And then,
that's not bad though.
And then I just, and you know what it was? Like I could have been like,
but that's the
I could have, I could have been like, I could have followed up with her because the girl was like, oh, where were you? I didn't see that thing. I just never replied back.
That's
to
not
her.
Bad to us. Every fucking woman.
But I was like, we got to a huge, we were done. We broke up. She went away for the weekend. And I was like,
she got
it.
Railed, dude.
Yeah, she went to the fucking Super Bowl.
Your girlfriend went to the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
With Montel?
Yeah, don't say his name, but yeah.
And slept with
Montel
all the
Jordan.
Patriots?
What? She's fucking Montel Jordan. It's pretty unbelievable.
I messaged a girl and then I just never followed up on it. And that was the end of it.
But you guys were broken up.
Well, yeah, we were fighting. Wait. We weren't technically broken up. But
I'm probably Scopo's best friend. He doesn't have other friends, right? How do I not know that you're even back with this chick?
I don't know. I keep it quiet because
I thought you've been like not really back with her.
I've been like, we're like back. I just haven't, we're not technically back, but we're back. Basically.
Right, so if you fuck other chicks, it's the problem.
Yeah, she's going to get pissed off.
But you said a thing like, oh, that's no big deal. Like, oh, you messaged a girl about getting a drink, that's no big deal. Almost every fucking woman, we think it's not a big deal. Almost every woman would say that's a fucking big deal.
But if you're broken up, like if I message a chick right now to get a drink, I feel like that shouldn't be a big deal.
But I didn't follow up on it. I didn't follow up on it.
Your ex-girlfriend and FaceTiming her. That's not normal.
Yeah, dude, this isn't my ex-girlfriend from like 3 years ago. This is my ex-girlfriend from when I was 15.
Yeah.
Who I've spoken to on Facebook. This isn't like
but
a random thing.
What's inside of her?
Yeah. So?
I'm just telling you, like most women would be like, yeah, that's, what the fuck are you doing? Most women would be like that.
I don't agree with that. Now look, if it was my ex-girlfriend, like my ex-girlfriend that I was with before her, I would understand her being upset. Like, the one I was with right before her, I would understand her being like, what the fuck's going on? Like, why would you call this chick? But this is like, and by the way, it's in a call log of 50 other calls.
Right.
To random people. Like, random people from high school. Like, I'm just fucking bored on FaceTime.
Right.
Single answer.
I'd be pissed if my girl called her ex.
From high school.
I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing?
What if she was calling a bunch of old friends from high school? And she's been in contact with him. It's not like this is like some random dude.
I mean, to be quite honest, she's probably in contact with some guys that she boned out. But,
yeah.
But she like lied to me and said that she didn't bone him out.
Okay.
Like there's this one, but you know, but I want her to lie to me.
Right? Isn't that so much better? Because look, dude, I'll tell you, man, I've seen some fucking shit, right? I've seen, like, I remember, you know, back in the day when me and Dave, we double teamed these chicks, right? One of the chicks had a boyfriend, and me and Dave talk about it to this day. One of the chicks had a boyfriend at the time, and we remember, dude, she was like, "All right, guys, be quiet. I gotta call him in the bathroom." And she called him, she's like, "Hey, honey, you know, I'm gonna go to bed soon, blah blah." And she went back in, and just fucking sucked both of our cocks, just being pigs, dude, just being fucking animals, dude. And you go like, "Holy shit, dude, that." They're out there. That chick is just fucking.
How about this? I fucking
out there.
I told you about this like a few months ago. I fucking basically banged the chick. We did everything but sex because she felt bad about a chick. It was Friday and I ate her out. She blew me and she got married on a Monday.
Listen, when you're telling these stories, don't give hard timelines just in case you and your ex girlfriend, not ex girlfriend.
Oh, no. We already know about this.
Where did you meet that chick?
I don't want to say how. But like we That's hooked so up horrifying. In the past.
Scopo family reunion. It was his cousin.
Yeah. Cindy?
Barbara Scopo.
But yeah, like that's the thing. Like, dude, every one of our girlfriends, everyone that we love, our moms, our sisters, our girlfriends.
Mine still exists.
You got to think about their horriest moment. Like, I don't know what it was, but every one of
your
our
mom
moms.
Was literally as a.
Well, my mom was a prostitute. So
your mom's horriest moment was literally taking cash.
She says, if we put them on a scale, I'm assuming that my mom is going to be a little bit horrier than your mom's. Yeah. But every one of our moms, every one of our girlfriends, every one of our sisters, everybody we know, every female, every other fucking girl, your
Not
grandma, your nana, the fucking secretary here at Stand Up New York, dude, your sister, your mom, everyone out there, all your moms. At one point, they've Horse. Done the horriest thing of their life is so much worse than you could possibly imagine. I mean, dude, taking two cocks, like maybe just fucking, literally just fucking, fucking spitting cum into your grandpa's mouth one time, laughing in his face, just some nasty shit.
One of my sisters, definitely, all that stuff is like definitely true. She got kicked, she got suspended from school at 13 for giving guys blowjobs in the stairway. Like, she's all that.
Wait a minute.
I don't see my mom doing that stuff.
I'm not saying that your mom's a whore.
No, I know, but like even those hoary moments, like she's, I think they're but they're few and far in between.
What do you think your mom's hoariest moment is?
I don't know, come on the face accidentally, probably.
You think that's your mom's hoariest moment? One time, some cum accidentally got on her face.
She was a bartender for a
little
while.
Yeah, dude, not everyone's mom.
Yeah, dude, she probably fucked it. Dude, let me tell you something. She was short on rent 1 month. And one of the regulars came in.
He
was hammered, okay? And he was like, hey, listen. What's your mom's name?
Denise.
My mom's name is Denise, too.
That's how she got into the game, bro. She was
showing
up.
Dude, what if we have the same mom? Dude, and Denise, listen, you're beautiful, baby. I know you complain about your showing up money. It's $300. Let me just fuck you in the bathroom real quick.
I don't think that's hoary, though.
Moses' line is just fucking so much further than everybody else's. Yeah. Oh, that's not hoary. That's
why not take it,
double team?
Know?
What? That's not that hoary. She's helping two guys
hoary,
out.
That's July.
You know, take it $300. My mom used to get my brother, like, dress my, because she was a bartender, so she'd know all these scabs. And she used to take my brother out and, like, go along the Danforth. This is in Toronto. It's like a bar, littered street. And she'd go to, like, all these regulars from her bar, and they'd be, like, drinking their paychecks away. And she goes, oh, it's my son's birthday. And the guy would be like, oh, yeah, here's a 50. And then they'd go outside. Man. My mom would take that money and then give my brother, like, a couple of bucks.
Oh, beautiful.
And she just made those collections.
So you're telling me your mom, the worst thing she's done was get a little accidental cum on her face when she was fucking scheming dudes at the local bar with your brother?
She probably took a couple of 300s, okay. Like you're saying, and then worked her way up. You know, I don't even need to fuck these losers.
That's
she was
it.
Smarter in her old days. She realized.
So your sister at 13 got suspended for blowing dudes.
Yeah.
Just for the fun of it.
Yeah, like, you know, she was...
Was she like no the girl who was like, you pay her like $10 and you can blow on Denise?
How many dudes did she blow?
I don't know. I mean, at least one because she got caught. But they sent her home. My dad was fucking furious. Like, she's got big fake tits now. Like, she's that girl. She's a party girl.
Your sister.
My sister's like a
she
dude
was always going to be that chick.
Yeah, she was always going to be that chick, you know? Like, she's like loves to have fun. She's got like a.
But you had a lemonade stand. She was so, just fucking. She had a hand job stand.
Oh, exactly.
So, how do me and Scopo meet your sister?
Dude, that's the thing. Well, first of all, try getting your Twitter followers up so people know you're there.
Okay.
She will not reply to anybody who doesn't have at least 1,000 Twitter followers.
Does she look like you with big fake titties? I could get into this.
Hey, I make beautiful women.
So hold on, your sister, that's crazy, dude.
Yeah,
she's
yeah,
spent
yeah.
13 years. So that's the horriest thing of a family member that you've known has done.
No. She's done way
That's
more
just what he knows at 13.
Wait, let me ask a question. When you have a
Was she older or younger? Older or younger? I have to know that.
Older. But she's like 45 now. She's like running some 32-year-old around getting his money. You know, like she's.
She's still that chick.
She's still that chick. She'll die that chick. She'll.
When you,
she met one of her with boyfriends.
With Pepsi and AIDS.
Yes. She met one of her boyfriends, like the last guy she was with for a little while, in a three-way. Met a couple at a bar, went back to the apartment, the chick fell asleep, she snatched him up. Like, she's that...
She's a fucking warrior, that's what she is. Yeah, I love her. She's a real-ass dude.
She's a real-ass dude.
Can we get her on the podcast? Instead of Robbie the Fire Bernstein?
I know. I
would love
extinguished.
Her on the podcast. That's fucking crazy, dude. Yeah. So that's... How many sisters do you have?
Three sisters and a stepsister who I tried to finger bang. Who I finger bang?
You finger bang your wait
a stepsister.
Not what does that mean?
Really. They're not related. They could do
we're
that.
Not
it's, yeah, I mean, it's weird
like
as fuck.
No, it was his sister, but she was a step dancer.
Yeah,
that was so hot, dude.
She was a stepper.
How long were you guys living in the same house for?
Like 5 years or something.
And that was as far as you could get with the chick.
Was she smoking?
No.
She was ugly.
No, she wasn't ugly, but she was like a big chick.
How old? How much older was she than you?
Hold on, 3 years. The first time it happened, she like came in the room and pinned me down and like gave me a little
handy.
Half stack of dime handy.
Yeah,
and then
she's
I was
like, "Hey, your sister taught me at her hand job stand. Yeah. How does this feel?
Guess who's the new intern?
Dude, I'm VP of the hand job stand in the neighborhood.
I do Sundays.
I'm the CFO. So, all right.
Wait,
so
how does that become a one-time thing?
Hold
if
on,
you live
shut.
Together,
let
though?
Me ask.
I want to know about this.
I'm asking about this. So she's 3 years older than you. How old were you?
11.
You're 11. Oh, she comes in. She's 14.
You didn't even know what the hell you do. She's
so
doing
she's
though.
A fucking.
Like,
she's a fat.
Like vaguely aware.
She's a fat chick.
Yeah.
So she's fat, and you're just, she's fucked up. But here's what I'm hearing, okay? Right now, whatever's going on in your family, there's a lot of fucked up shit happening, okay?
Yeah, you got molested.
Your one sister, she's blowing dudes for 13.
At 13.
But those two sisters never lived in the same house with the stepsister.
It's a goddamn nightmare. Do it's not go to Canada. It sounds like
I'm moving.
It sounds
Are you
like
kidding
hell.
Me?
Canada is Alabama.
So then your 14-year-old stepsister, she moves in with you guys.
Yes.
Okay, your mom and this dude get married. So this fucking porker. Well, give me. Can I? Because I need to get a visual.
Well, my dad. My mom. My two older sisters, Handy, or not Handy. You know, the stairway chick. Her and her sister are from my mom and my mom's first marriage or whatever.
They're your half sisters.
Half sisters met my dad. My mom and my dad had me and my brother. They broke up. My dad moved in with this other woman. Was with her for on and off for 10 years. Never married her, but she's kind of my stepsister.
This woman, that was her daughter.
Yes.
So you were with your dad. This is your dad's chick.
Me, my dad,
her
my brother,
daughter.
her son, her daughter.
Got it. All right, it's like the Brady Bunch with fucking
but
diseases.
Like in a three-bedroom apartment on welfare.
Okay, all right, perfect. Got it. So this fucking 14-year-old, how long have you known her at this point?
Probably 5-6 years.
You know her 5 or 6? You know her since you were a little boy.
Yeah.
So
maybe 3 or 4 years, like 8 or 9.
She were 8 years old when she met you. Okay, yeah, so she's like 11 or 12, and she's just a fucking...
13, probably.
She's a predator, huge tits.
Yeah, a little bit.
But she's a fucking predator, so she's seeing you. Can you give me like a celebrity that she could like look like, a face, facially?
No.
That's how bad it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can use male celebrities.
Yeah. She looked like
Ric Flair.
The lead singer of GWAR with his makeup on.
I don't know. You know, she wasn't. It's not, she
brunette,
was like,
blonde.
Brunette.
Tall,
like,
short.
Tall, taller.
Taller.
Like, not like a fat chick, like a round, like not like the Penguin, not like Danny DeVito fat, but just like a chick, big tits, fat ass, like a more of a thick chick.
Give me a black dude magnet. Black dude magnet. Okay, but it's so people would find her attractive. It's not
she's
gross.
She's not a hog. Yeah.
Okay, she's just a charm molester.
Yes,
so.
A charm molester.
Okay, so she knew
you
for years.
You know, I would just chalk that up to like kids being in the same fucking house going through puberty who aren't related, you know? But maybe she is a fucking predator. I don't know.
It's a little weird that you were 11.
Right.
So if you were 12 or 13, like, so 11's fucking a little young. So yes. She's 14. She's at this point, because when I was 14, I had already made out with a chick. When I was 15, I was finger banging chicks. I was fucking chicks. You know, I was like, I was finger fucking, and at that age, it was like an 11-year-old would have been crazy,
right?
For me,
right?
You know, and by the way, it's even creepier. That's another double standard, because if you were 14 and she was 11, this would be a very uncomfortable story.
Yeah, this
would be a very, very uncomfortable story right now.
Instead, it's kind of dope.
Yeah, instead it's kind of like, whatever. She's kind of creepy. Where's she at? Can we get her on the horn?
I suck her tits. What do we do?
So, okay. So you're 11. Okay. Where are we at in time right now? We're okay, right? We're at 50? 10 minutes. All right, we're good. So, all right. You're 11 years old.
Yeah.
Well, give me the scenario. What were you doing? You were fucking watching SummerSlam.
Nah, whatever.
Was it dark? And
prior to this moment, we fucking fought like cats and dogs.
Hold on. Summertime or wintertime? Was it like hot outside, so it was nice and muggy, so it was a little sweat going on?
There was definitely not muggy.
Boys, your dick out.
I want to know what you were doing. What were you doing?
We went, you know, into the, like, her mom's bedroom, like our parents' bedroom.
Yeah. And you were home alone. The parents were gone.
They might have even been in the fucking living room. I don't know.
Oh, creeps.
Probably home alone.
Your shirt was off.
Dude, my dick didn't hurt. But anyway,
I think we were in there because, like, they had, the radio was in there. We were listening to, like,
radio, how fucking old are you?
He's in his 40s.
Jesus Christ, Moses. The radio?
No, he's the actual Moses.
Was that her pickup line? Hey, you want to listen to the radio?
There was a record player on this radio. That's how old. And I think we went in there like
that's because you were poor though.
And
dance
around, and I just remember she like pushed me down on the bed, and then like jammed her hand down my pants. And I had been like in sex ed enough to know that, you know, that my little wiener got hard.
It's about to get real.
And I don't even know if it felt good, but it kind of looks like, oh, this is happening.
It was somebody touching your wiener, so yeah. It aroused you though.
It aroused me, yeah.
So all right, what happened? She touched it.
Yeah.
And
she
then
probably
she jerked it a little.
A little bit, and you know, like more like kind of.
But over your pants or in your pants?
In the pants.
Okay, so she's touching it.
Yeah.
And you were like loving that.
Yeah, I mean, they're not loving it so much, but it was
Were you guilty that it was your stepsister, or were you just like, fuck, you didn't care at all? She's not your family.
Yeah,
You didn't look at her like she was your family at all.
Yeah, you know what? I just think it's like, and also it's like there's the innocence of being a kid. You know, like you're 11. You know, you don't.
There's nothing innocent about your sister giving you a hand job when you're 11. But anyway, go ahead.
Sure. But it happens. And if you're out there, it's not your fault.
And then that's it. So she stops.
Yeah, she stops.
The record player scratches.
Yeah. But then it happened a couple more times after that.
So
I wasn't fighting it after that.
Okay, so that happened that time, and then it was kind of a thing. You're looking at her differently now.
Of course, you know, I see her walking out of the bathroom with a towel around.
Now
her.
She's a woman. Now it's not your fucking weird, tall, big-bodied sister.
Right, it's a living cock tease. Right.
Yeah. Okay. So you're loving it now, and you know who initiated the next time.
Probably her the next few times, but then I was like,
she's a fucking predator.
Yeah, yeah. And then, but then after that, I was like sneaking around, like trying to find her. Into her room at night, and while our parents were asleep, like it was.
So how many times did you hook up with her?
I don't know, maybe 10 times.
You didn't bang her?
No, I was 11, dude. I tried. I would have.
How long did it go on for?
You know what? I bet you it went on for like, I don't know. I really don't know. Like I know. Is I know.
It still
I
going
know
on?
I thought about it. No. I know I thought about it for much longer than it went on. You know what I mean? Like, it had stopped, and I think she had started bringing boyfriends into the house. And
you got jealous.
Were you a little jealous? Did you fall in love a little bit?
Not fall in love.
Just cutting the guy's tires when they go in there, you know? Slashing tires.
Just
fuck you.
17, 18-year-old dudes be like, here, I'm here to finger fuck your sister.
With Marlboro Lights smoking them.
What if I was a real G? I would have been like, yo, how's my dick taste?
Oh, man.
My little 11-year-old
Yo,
dick.
Smell my fingers. Oh, wait, no, that's Cheeto. Smell my other fingers.
Are you still in touch with her?
No, I see her at like she's still a part of my family.
Right.
You know, like her brother is my brother. Like he was the best man at my wedding, you know.
Does he know this happened? Does anybody know this happened?
Like I'd say about half the family kind of knows. It's like
you just talk about it on podcasts.
Yeah,
so.
You know, some people might find out for the first time, but then, you know, there's enough weird shit in the family that if it hit the airwaves, it wouldn't even be the biggest deal.
It's really not because she's not
right.
blood related.
My wife knows about it and she was at the wedding, so.
Okay. That's fucking so weird, dude. Yeah. That's awesome though in a weird way. So it officially stopped because you guys said, "Hey, this is like she's dating real people."
Yeah.
It went on for longer than a year though.
I don't think like the physical stuff happened for a year, but we probably still lived together on and off for a couple of years.
So emotionally, you were just like,
yeah. So emotionally, I was just like,
bitch was toying with your emotions right here. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like, stringing you along.
Tits and stuff.
Fucking 12 years old. This kid's heartbroken.
It's probably definitely like fucked up my relationships. You know.
That's fucking great.
Yeah.
I love it. That's a great story, dude.
I earned this seat, bro.
Have you ever talked about that on podcasts?
No, this is the first time I really talked about it openly.
How did you not talk about this on Legion of Skanks? That's a great Legion of Skanks story. That's fucking... You know, like, it's all about Big J on that show. He really...
Right. And you know, really there was like the strip club stuff, and I got like tons of grimy stories for that shit.
Yeah, you're a fucking scummy dude. I like you.
Yeah. Scumbag in recovery.
I like John Moses. Scummy fucking dude. How long has it been since you had a drink?
8 years.
I'm thinking about stopping drinking soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cheers. Why?
I just drink. I drink hard liquor
every
day.
You drink a lot.
Every day.
You drink a lot. Oh, yeah, yeah.
A lot of vodka.
A lot of vodka.
And then here's the other thing. It's like we drink for the most part. We drink for free at the comedy clubs. You know, I'd say at least 90% of the time I'm not paying for alcohol.
Sure.
And then they also pour really, really heavy. So it's not even like I can't even say I had four drinks. Like if I have four vodka sodas, it's probably like six or seven vodka sodas. Right. You know, and I'm doing that every single night. I'm just like, I know it's going to become a problem, and I don't love drinking.
Right.
So I'm just doing it to kind of, like, it kind of reminds me of the way that I smoked cigarettes. Because I didn't really love smoking cigarettes. So you convince yourself that you're doing something, but you're actually not doing anything. I'm not even really getting drunk. What happens is I'm kind of just like, I'm there, I'm kind of socially drinking, and then there's a point where I'm no longer myself, and I've kind of crossed the border where I'm now too drunk. So it's like, it's almost this pointless thing. To feel the effects, I have to take it too far. Why did you initially stop drinking? You were doing fucked up shit, right?
Yeah. Like I'm
fucking your cousin or your sister, rather.
Oh, yeah. That's probably why I drink. I've got a few fights under the belt. You know, DUIs, getting arrested. And there was just, I really did feel like I was blacking out to the point where I would like wake up in the morning and I was terrified. And I knew I had driven home and I would run down and, you know, check the car for a body. And I was also by myself, and it was just, you know, I was done. I really do believe if I still would have drank, I would have done jail time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, it's so funny, those little things in life where you go, like, who knows where you would be? Like, and I'm a very big believer in things like the butterfly effect.
Right.
And, like, just, like, make a left turn instead of a right turn one day. Yeah. Your whole world could be just completely different. You know, like, I had a few of those moments in my life where if I just fucking, I could have made some really poor decisions. That I could just not be here right now. You know, if I didn't make the decision to move to New York City, you know, I would have never become a comic. If I didn't date that chick, Vicky, in high school, if my dad was never murdered, you know, I wouldn't be here right now. It's such a crazy thing. You go like, well, no, I don't want my dad to be murdered. But if my dad was never murdered,
you might not have your son.
I wouldn't have my son. Yeah. Dude, you think about like the butterfly effect or, you know, right. Dude, there's no way James would be alive if my dad wasn't murdered. So everything that's happened.
I think it's much smaller than that. I think if like you miss a train one night, who fucking knows?
100%.
Your dad? Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I agree with you, dude. Like, you know, that's the whole idea of the butterfly effect is you step on a butterfly and kill it, alters the, you know, the universe or whatever. I think that was it, right? I never saw the movie, but I think that's the term.
Ashton Kutcher was in it. I know that.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny because I was like living in a party house. And it was my kind of party house. Like, I had burned through a couple of roommates. They're like, dude, you're just partying too hard.
Yeah.
And the last two guys were like, and that was the first time I fucked, that was
your
the first
sister?
Time I smoked crack.
Oh, okay.
And they might, that's, you know, that's like
a moment
goat.
In everyone's life.
A bigger Billy Goat moved in.
You'll never forget that first time you smoked crack.
When John finally became a man. Forget being molested at 11. It's when you smoked crack.
And then I remember, like, two other guys were like, listen, bro, we're going to move in. We'll start running drugs out of here. And for a second, I was like, yeah, let's do that. And then the next day, I said, I gave my other roommate the keys because he was moving out. And I said, I'm fucking gone. And I went and I crashed on my mom's couch in, like, a different city for a while. And one of those guys died falling out of a moving vehicle in a police chase. And the other guy's, like, I don't know, some bisexual dude. So
Dan Natterman.
Living out somewhere.
Dan Natterman's not bisexual, guys. Don't tweet at him, please.
That was a... That's a weird name to throw out.
I just named it the first name I could think of.
Right.
But I mean, if I would have, you know, if I would have chose to live with those guys, I mean, who fucking knows if I'd be here today?
Yeah.
You know?
Wait, that's so what's crazy. Crack like?
Yeah. I did so much ecstasy, I wasn't that impressed. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So just do a lot of ecstasy.
To save you from crack, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Look at Bernstein. He's getting in his head.
Bernie's a little druggy.
Bernstein, yeah, real late bloomer.
Bernstein likes to do the drugs.
All right, look, we're going to get out of here in a second. John,
let's go get
Moses.
Some crack.
Moses, any shows coming up? Any places that our fans can come and check you out, the Real Ass fans?
You know, I'm in South Carolina March 3rd through the 7th.
Fuck yeah, guys. Go check out John Moses, johnmoses.com.
Yeah, comedianjohnmoses.com. You know, he links to our podcast and
yeah, you got a great fucking podcast, Prank Call Podcast, Stand Up New York.
Yeah, I was on it. It was really good.
I was on it as well. Great show. Really fun times. Go check out John Moses' podcast. Also, check out his stand-up. Dude, come and check out us live. You know, we can't say this enough. This is why we do the podcast.
Yeah,
this is why we do everything we do, is so we can get up and tell us or tell you guys our jokes. So make sure you check out John Moses. Anything coming up, guys, you want to promote? Twitter, Robbie the Fire.
Boom. Bring in the heat.
Guys, by the way, he's up to 24 followers.
It's
he's
a big
picked
deal.
One up.
It's a big deal. Scopes, anything?
No.
Chris Scope on Twitter. Also, guys,
we'll
I got
be at the thing. You plug it, but.
Yeah, I'll plug it. I got a couple dates coming up. I got fucking here we go. I got March 21st.
You're in heaven.
I have outro music, and I like to do my dates over my outro music. So March 21st, me and Scopa will be in Washington D.C. Officially, I believe I have that updated on my website. March 21st, Washington D.C. Look out for that show. Also, March 27th, 28th, I will be in Yakima, Washington, at the Laugh Lounge. March 29th at Parlor Live in Seattle. So check those dates out. Follow me on Twitter at Luis J. Gomez. Go to gomezcomedy.com for more tour dates and info. Peace.
That's all, folks.